trying to heal, trying to understand what healing is. What's going on, everybody? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday. Today's Wednesday, March the 27th. Today's topic is going to be about healing, learning how to heal, recognizing that you need to heal, recognizing that there is so many different things in life that you need to do in order to try to make things better for you. A lot of people avoid these type of things because they are so accustomed to being toxic. They are so accustomed to going around hurting people. They are so accustomed to always doing whatever necessary in order for them to get ahead, and not realizing that that these are the type of things that needs to be, that there are certain things that they need to do in order to try to heal. All of us need to heal. Really, we need to heal from society. We need to heal from ourselves. We need to heal from our parents. Because let me tell you something. If there is no book, there is no way, a direct way that I feel as if the universe gave to humans in order to be successful in living. It's like a trial and error thing. And then like when one person does something, then the next person learn from that mistakes. Basically just like how we supposed to do. But at the same time, there was nothing set in stone to say this is exactly how things supposed to go. A lot of people need to heal. I know I need to heal myself from a lot of different stuff. And a lot of stuff I have healed from. A lot of things that I don't like to talk about, or that I need to talk about, or I would want to love to talk about with the people that have hurt me, or even the things that I need to talk about to people that I have hurt. There's no such thing as you being the only person that's a victim. Religion teaches you that you are the victim and you are the culprit. You know, whichever way you want to look at it, that is the truth. With that being said, you know, some people want everything to be the way that they feel like it needs to be. Things to be just handed to them and given to them where they don't have to work for it, or maybe do things and to the point that they can't say that I'm sorry or be regretful for certain things. It's crazy that life is like that, but this is something that we create. We create our own demise. We entertain our own demise. And then a lot of times we get to the point of adding it on to other people. It's crazy that it's that way. You know, a lot of us are toxic in our own toxic way and don't realize it. We want to look and say, hey, listen, this is how things supposed to be. I said it this way and that's how it's going to go. You can't live your life, or you maybe you can, but how do you expect to heal if you live your life on the point that feel as if you are always right? We're always right by nature with many different things, but then again, we got to realize that, hey, listen, we're prone to make mistakes and we should learn from our mistakes. We should learn from our bad decisions. Wanting it all in life is not what it's cracked up to be. I'm gonna tell you, it's not. Alicia Keys made that song that was playing on the piano, and you could look at wanting it all to be something that is profound. You could look at wanting it all as if it's something you got to work hard for. Wanting it all is just like taking away from another person. It could be a good thing as well as a bad thing. 9 times out of 10, wanting it all is a bad thing. Because who wants to live in this world and not be able to vibe or to share with another individual? If you want it all, then you're looking down on the next person. And the next person and the next person. It's just like it's a domino effect within that type of mindset of different things in life. I want it all. I want love all. But you can't just get all the love from from the universe and not be able to spread it to other individuals. The reason why I brought this podcast up today is because the simple fact is we need to try to do the necessary things in order to try to heal. Some people don't even know how to heal. Some people don't stand to be corrected. Some people don't realize that there's certain things they need to go about in order to try to apologize to somebody in the way that they how they were. It's crazy that things are that way. And people are just so angry and upset for whatever reason that it may be. And it could be that they're hiding something. I know I could just say, give an example for myself. When I was coming up, I hid a lot of my pain because the simple fact is it was embarrassing. Then it got to the point that the pain was so bad and on the inside, I couldn't hardly bear with it till I used to be nauseated. Then I went to therapy and was talking to different people that had went through and endured some of the same things that I went through. And I was like, well, damn, I'm not alone. All the time, I knew I wasn't alone. It's just that other people didn't express what they went through with me. So I had received a sense of relief of how it was or whatever the case may be. And I started healing. And I built myself up to have a rapport to say, hey, listen, I no longer want to endure this pain that I've been hiding for so long. A lot of times we don't realize that we're hiding pain because we want to put our good foot forward. We want to be strong as we can be, and we don't want to seem as if we're weak. Black women, they hide that a whole lot, as well as black men. Black men, they don't realize that they show a sign of weakness because the simple fact is they entertain themselves with crazy stuff, sex and sleeping with different women and being neglectful to their children and neglectful to themselves. And I'm not saying that black women don't do that as well, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to see that a black man is doing that faster than a black woman. Learning how to heal, it's okay for you to acknowledge that you are hurt. Some people want to say that. I tell my husband that all the time, you know, with certain things. He won't acknowledge that he's hurt if I hurt his feelings, but he'll lash out to the point of that I did hurt his feelings. I always tell him, you got to manage your emotions within the point of making things make sense. Me, I'm the type of person that I'm going to lash out and I'm going to tell you that you hurt my feelings. With that being said, like, you got to be able to acknowledge that you're hurt. And you have to stand up for yourself. In my first marriage, I never stood up for myself. I just went with what was going on because guess what? I attached myself to my family and realized that it was no scapegoat. They were just toxic on top of toxic. You know, and with that being said, like, how can you heal in a toxic environment? How can you heal from different things that you endure all the time and you realize that, hey, this is not right? You won't recognize that things are not right because you're so comfortable in the toxic environment. Acknowledging that you need to heal is a good thing. To me, I feel like it's the first step of healing in the process anyway. There's so many different people that walk around and don't heal. They camouflage their healing with crying. They camouflage their healing with smoking and drinking and sexing and so many different other things that they do to avoid the problem that they're having on the inside. They're overeating. They're not exercising. They're becoming depressed and they feel like they want to always be the victim in a situation and not realizing, hey, this is something that I need to do in order to try to better myself. I need to heal me. Acknowledging that you are hurt is a good thing. Because if you acknowledge that you are hurt, then you could try to make the necessary adjustment in order to heal. Some people say, how do you go about healing whenever there's people that has hurt you and they haven't acknowledged that they have hurt you? I'm going to tell you something. That's the story of my life. People not recognizing or acknowledging that they've hurt you. Just because a person tell you that they're sorry doesn't mean that they're really sorry for what they done. 9 times out of 10 in the black community, they're sorry that they got caught. A lot of black people, they tend to look upside your head differently whenever you're trying to heal and you no longer want to receive that pain that they are giving out. Then they feel as if you are acting stuck up or you're acting like you're bougie or you're better than they are. No, sir, no, ma'am, I am trying to heal. When you acknowledge that you need to heal and you change the way that you do things, that's a good thing. You should never look down on yourself to try to do better for yourself. With anything, you should encourage yourself that you need to do things in order for you to heal. For the people that won't acknowledge that they have hurt you, if you sit there and wait for them to apologize or have a change behavior, I'm going to tell you something. Regardless of what the situation is, things are not going to get any better because the simple fact is 9 times out of 10, a lot of these people go to their grave and they don't never apologize. Some people die and go to hell or heaven or wherever they claim like that we go or whatever that we do. Or maybe we just sent transition into the grave and just sit there. Hell, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's like that. I had a guy, and I'm going to express that to you all. And I'm going to let you all know. When I was young, maybe no more than 6 or 7 years old, I was disrespected. For many, many years, I held it on the inside. And I think I have expressed it to you all before. But what the thing is, when the guy passed away, I was happy. Because I knew that he was no longer able to go around hurting or disrespect other people like he did me. And it's really sad that he never apologized to it. And I don't even think he acknowledged it. I really didn't come in contact with him, but probably about 1 or 2 more times in his lifetime. But when he did see me, he held his head down. So when they told me that, or I acknowledged, or I found out that he had transitioned on, died, or whatever the case may be, I was so happy about the situation. But then again, I was sad. The reason why I was sad, because the simple fact is, this man never stood up and said what he done to me. So with that being said, believe it. And you have to adjust to the point that some people will never apologize for hurting you. That's something. That's just something for you guys to think about. Enduring some type of pain. Sometimes it seems as if sometimes you don't want to. You want to just walk off the face of this earth, go somewhere where nobody's there. But life is a learning experience. And a lot of times you got to acknowledge that, hey, you've hurt other people too as well. Maybe not as extreme as some people have done, but you have done it too. So I took that energy that I had from the point of me saying, well, good that this motherfucker is dead or whatever the case may be. And I turned it into a positive and say, hey, listen, I'll be mindful whenever I do things because I don't want to hurt nobody else. That's just something for you guys to think about. What are some things that you need to do in order for you to heal? Acknowledge it. Own up to it. If you've hurt somebody, go to that person and ask for some type of forgiveness. Do things to show that you are sorry for what you have done. Change your behavior. Don't keep doing things over and over again and expecting for people to forgive you. Because guess what? When they do allow you to come back into their life, that's just like a sacrifice. I'm going to sacrifice my feelings and sacrifice what I've went through with you by allowing you to come within my space. I put limits on certain people. I have boundaries on certain things because I no longer want to allow people or somebody else to cause harm for me to be able to have to heal from it. That's just what it is. And I also look at the point that, hey, I need to be mindful of what I do to other people. If I don't interact with you, then, hey, you don't have to worry about me hurting you. That's my safe place. That's the things that I do in order to know to not heal some, not to hurt somebody. Some people say, well, hey, you know, some people want to interact with you. That's still to the point of punching them and having, you know, interaction with them. You're still hurting them. I just say that to the point, just leave me the fuck alone. That's just how things is in life, and you got to be okay with that. If you don't protect your space, you don't protect your peace, then you can't expect for somebody else to do that as well. That's just something for you guys to think about. Healing is an imperative thing. This healing is a must. You must heal from different things that you have went through in the past. I can remember some guys back in the day, like even with the point of the P. Diddy stuff that's going on and all these other different celebrities. And I feel like it's a distraction. You can't get all caught up in what somebody else has done to somebody else, especially when it's not nobody that's close to you. And the reason why I say that is, look at all the different people that all these slave owners and they wives and they fed the children, black kids to the alligators, and they molested and did all kind of things to young girls and boys, and they butt breaking and all this different stuff. But then as soon as a black man do something that's out of character, we want to nail him to the cross. I just never understand people as a whole when it comes down to certain things. In order for you to heal, you got to be acknowledging the things that's surrounding you. Things that causes you pain. When you see that people in your neighborhood are selling each other drugs. When people, children are being disrespectful and not being taken care of like they're supposed to. When a woman or done work two or three jobs to try to take care of family when a dad is standing on the corner doing absolutely nothing. Or even to the point that a man going from house to house making children and not taking care of them. A lot of people don't look at the whole big picture with certain things because guess what? They love entertainment more than they love healing. I just encourage everybody to get out here to try to heal. In order for you to heal yourself on the inside, you also got to be willing to heal your environment. But hey, in the black community, we like entertainment more than we like healing. I don't know. Me, myself, I'd rather things for things to heal. I'd rather for people to heal. I want it all to be gone. I want that pain to not to be endured. I want us to be able to, I desire for us to be able to understand certain things in life that it don't have to be that way. All we got to do is change the way we think, change the way we look at things, and to change the way we love. If we have more love in the universe or more love in our environment, then things won't be so toxic, and then we won't have to heal from a lot of different things that we don't see. We can heal from things that we feel. Changing our behavior is a good thing. Healing is a good thing. Go to counseling. Talk to somebody about the different things that you need to do or that you have done or went through and endured in the past that you can't heal. Talking about a situation sometimes helps. Sometimes it don't. Some people say, hey, I'm reliving that pain again. To me, that helps me. I'm just telling you what works for me. When I talk it out, even if I don't have nobody else to express that pain to, guess what? I talk to me about the pain that I have endured. Or even if it's something that I have done to cause some type of harm to somebody else, I talk it out within me. And then I go to the necessary person that I have caused pain or hurt to. When you acknowledge that you have done wrong, then that's when you could realize that, hey, I done wrong. And that's how you could be able to heal. You can heal not only yourself, you can also help heal the person that you've done wrong to. Wanting it all is not a bad thing, but then again, you got to realize that if you want it all and not being able to express or give gratitude to the next individual, it's not good. Learning how to heal. Heal from the things that you don't talk about. Heal from the things that you feel on the inside that you hide from. Acknowledge it. Acknowledge the point that you need to heal. What do you think? This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Wednesday, talking to you about healing. We all need to heal. Y'all have a good day.